Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and I'll do my very best to be brief. At the outset, let me congratulate you on your assumption of the Chair of May Committee 2 and assure you of my delegation's full support. My delegation was hoping we would be in a position today to welcome a positive outcome from the GGE on laws last week. Sadly, and despite the best efforts of Ambassador Pecksteen and his team, this was not the case. Through you, Chair, I'd like to once again place on record my delegation's sincere appreciation for Ambassador Pecksteen's skillful and determined efforts in guiding the work of the GGE. While we did not reach consensus, the work was not in vain, and we hope to move forward on several aspects on the development of the normative and operational framework on laws. I also fully support Ambassador Pecksteen's intervention just now regarding Annex 3. We adopted a final report of the GGE last week, a very slim one. The status of his paper is crystal clear, and this is not an appropriate body to reopen discussion on a document and its annexes agreed by consensus in a separate body that has already concluded its work. Chair, since the last review conference in 2016, my delegation is encouraged by the progress that has been made at successive GGEs, including the endorsement of the guiding principles, the strong consensus on the recognition of the applicability of international humanitarian law to autonomous weapon systems, and the detailed discussion on elaborating an effective means of regulating autonomy in weapon systems are very important milestones. However, we must not spend time here congratulating ourselves when it's quite clear that the results achieved to date in the GGE are not sufficient to address the urgency of this issue. At the present rate of progress, the pace of technological developments will overtake our deliberations. It is particularly disappointing that the GGE last week did not even reach consensus on how and when to continue our discussions on autonomous weapons. As such, and while my delegation had much greater ambitions for this meeting, we must collectively find a solution on two particular issues. The first is to recognise, within the solemn declaration, basic elements on which we all agree. This should, at a minimum, include four key points. First, a general recognition of the value of the outcomes we have thus far achieved. Second, a clear acknowledgement that autonomous weapon systems that cannot comply with IHL are unacceptable and should not be developed, deployed or used under any circumstances, and recognise that such weapons would also be ethically unacceptable. Third, a recognition of the role of human beings in the application of force is at the centre of our work and should continue to guide and inform our efforts in the future, that human beings always remain responsible and accountable for decisions on the use of force. And fourth, to renew our determination to intensify our efforts to address significant challenges that are posed by emerging technologies in the area of laws, bearing in mind ethical perspectives. The second issue that we must address here is agreement on a future mandate. For the CCW to remain the relevant instrument in tackling this complex issue, it must demonstrate willingness to adopt an ambitious and outcome-focused mandate. A simple rollover or renewal of the existing mandate would not suffice and would not do justice to the work already completed. Fundamentally, any new mandate must not close the pathway for any future regulation on autonomous weapon systems. Chair, once those basic elements are agreed, going forward next year, we must move beyond circular discussions and reach agreement on how to effectively address the challenges of autonomous weapon systems. While it's a useful starting point for addressing the issues, acknowledging that IHL is applicable to autonomous systems is not an end in itself and does not address the difficult challenges posed by autonomous weapon systems. Factors such as unpredictability, algorithmic bias, the complexity of decisions in the application of force, and the need for qualitative human control have all been regularly highlighted as specific challenges that will require specific policy and regulatory responses. Chair, in closing, I don't think there's any need to remind you that we need to also to discuss in a very timely fashion the issue of the duration of any future meetings of the GGE. Very much in line with Austria's intervention just now, I would urge you, Chair, to accelerate work in the direction of agreement on a mandate for GGE work in 2022 in full consultation with all high contracting parties. I thank you.